This is the homily for Monday, December 19. As I have been doing throughout Advent, this homily that you'll hear now is the homily I gave yesterday at the 7:30 Mass. So it will be the homily reflecting on Advent and on the readings of Sunday's Mass. We've come to the fourth Sunday of Advent. Christmas arrives next Sunday. I'd like to reflect on this time on Advent. The word itself, Advent, translates the Greek word parousia, which means arriving presence. And so, the beginning of a presence. And for us, Advent is a presence, the presence of God, just beginning in us. As Advent develops, the figure of Mary moves more and more to the center of our attention. As in today's Gospel from Matthew, "Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall name him Emmanuel," which means God is with us. Mary. Her belly is big and bursting with life. She shows us concretely how the presence of God begins. It all begins with Mary saying, "Yes, yes, let it all be done to me and through me. Let God's presence shape my body, shape my decisions, and shape my whole way of life." She gives divine presence earthy shape and form. She embodies God's presence by bringing forth from within her Christ. Advent would have us learn from Mary. Learn that God becomes uniquely present in the world through each one of us, through how we concretely live our lives, through our bodies, our decisions, and our whole way of life. And this presence of God will grow in our world, grow in our families, our parishes, and our cities. That growth will happen through the lives we actually live, through the decisions we make, and the deeds we do. And so Advent teaches us God's real presence takes on human shape and form through us, through our lives. Like Mary, we actually embody God's presence. And I believe that's the only God we can deeply, intimately know. The God who comes to us incarnate, embodied in our own lives and in the lives of others. Unless and until we let God take the shape of Jesus's life and love in our own flesh, God will be just an idea, just a distant idea. If we do not let God take on fleshy shape in our own daily lives, then all our talk about God, about Jesus, about God's love, it all remains just talk, just words. We'll not know what we're really talking about. It will be like talking about fire, never having experienced real heat. Advent is telling us we must become like Mary. We must become like Jesus. We must become like God. And on our way to all this becoming, the German mystic Meister Eckhart called the man who knew God, he tells us this. There's nothing so much like God as silence. There's nothing so much like God as silence. We must learn to enter into ourselves reverently, reflectively. Quiet prayer, faithfully undertaken, will teach us the way of Mary and the way of Jesus and the way of God. And we will truly know God's advent in our own lives because we will have become God's arriving presence in our world.